What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo. Welcome to a voice note review of Chelsea 1, Leicester 0. I've not slept well for the past few days, but my God, did that nearly do the trick. However, Chelsea getting the goal after Cole Palmer's amazing record of missing penalties, not missing penalties, should I say, is ended in the first half. Chelsea eventually go ahead with a great strike by Marco Correa and get the job done to maybe put themselves really seriously in contention for top four. A big, big result for Chelsea despite the really, really poor and boring football, but it can only get better from here. I hope. Up the Chelsea, I'll pass you over to Dan.
Got to talk about Josh Achimpong, as blue as the colour plays. He did come on in this game, but again, really weird treatment of Josh all round. I think that is something that I found quite bizarre, especially as Malo Gusto has been struggling with injury. We haven't had a backup left back, and our options in that area have been, you know, concerning and lightweight. It was good to see that Maresca turned to him late on to shore things up in a game where Chelsea got over the line, made something out of nothing really from Marco Correa. But I just, you know, again, it's something me and Louis have spoken about extensively on the pod. The treatment of young players, I don't think, has been great. And I think Maresca is going to need to lean on those players if we progress in the Conference League, if we get further into our hope of securing Champions League football. And I hope that there'll be a turnaround now where we see a lot more of Josh, Tyreek George, Mueka. Use your squad. I think it's self-defeating to not use them. So maybe today was the sign of a turnaround for Josh, who we haven't really seen properly since he was hooked against Bournemouth. But at the end of the day, Chelsea are winning again. I don't think performances are great, but hopefully we're starting to see the turnaround before the end of the season, where points are, of course, most valuable.